Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masachet Sotah Daf Dalad Amud Aleph and continuing on looking at the list of opinions of Tanaim as to what the Shiur Stira is, Kedei Tuma, measuring it with all sorts of external activities. In the Braita, he said that it's the amount of time it takes to tie a string together. So, by Ravashi, so he said, is that if the ends are near each other or far away? Teiku, unclear. Enough time for it to reach in her mouth to take out a toothpick. By Ravashi, the mahadek or lo mahadek, is it tight in or is it loose? Teiku. Plimo Omer, Kishoji Adala Sali Tolki Kar, enough time to reach into a basket to take out a loaf. Boy, Ravashi, the Mahadik or the Mahadik, is it tight in the basket or not? Vachato Batiko, new or old. Chamimo Bikrira, hot or cold loaf. Bidachiti or Bidasari, wheat or barley. Brachicha Bakusha, is it baked, kind of doughy and fluffy or hard? The answer is take it, all of them. So, looking back at the Braita, and this I mentioned in the previous podcast, as opposed to seeing these as differing opinions who are at odds with each other, rather each person just used his own personal experience with his wife to measure the minimal amount of time and then associate it with an external activity like eating eggs, pouring wine, etc. Hi, Vaika Benazai de Lonasi, but remember on our list, Benazai, who shows up in both Braitot, never married. You take a look in the Sugi Nivomot of Samach Gimon Bet. So I have three answers. First of all, who says he didn't marry? He didn't have kids. He didn't involve him for Ravu. Maybe he married, and then because he was so obsessed with the love of Torah, he had a divorce. The other possibility is that he heard it from his Rebbe. It's possible that he had some secret esoteric information. Now, Darash Rav Avira. And we're going to now see Drashot that pick up on a pasuk that was used in the Braita before about the remez of that the shiur has to do with taking a piece of bread out of a basket, a loaf of bread out of a basket. We're going to darshan that pasuk, and that will lead to all sorts of other interesting tangents. Zimna namalo shmeid Rav Ami, from Zimna namalo shmeid Rav Asi. So either Rav Ami or Rav Asi, the students of Rav Yochanan, were quoted by Rav Avira. If somebody eats bread without washing, first, as if he had relations with a zonash in Amar, and his proof text is the one we had, now, Amarava, hi, ba'adi shazonad kikar lechem, it's backwards. Ba'ad kikar lechem, adi shazonai ba'ale. It should be, because of a loaf of bread, you end up with a zonah. In other words, it's the sin, the relatively light sin of eating with that that's compared to the much more serious one. So, if that's the drush you're making off the pasuk's in the wrong order. Ela amarava kolabal isha zonah, it's the opposite. If you end up having relations, if you had relations with a zonah, sof makesh kikar lechem, you're gonna end up having to beg for your bread. Alright, good. So, Amar Zikra, Amar Rav Elazar, Kol HaMazalzal, Netilat Yadayim Nekar Mnei Olam. Further on the issue of Netilat Yadayim, which was the first take on that, which we rejected, anybody who treats Netilat Yadayim lightly, either doesn't do it, or disregards it, or makes fun of it, is uprooted from the world. Chibar Hashem Arav, Maimri Shonin, the halacha is the, when you wash before meal, Tzarech Shagbiya Yadav Lamali, you have to raise your hands up high. Wash them and then raise them so that the water drips down. Mayim achronim, when you wash before benching at the end of a meal, tzarich she'ashpil yadav l'mata, you have to put your hands down so the water drips off of them. Tanya namihachi, a writer that supports at least the first part of that, hamatal yadav tzarich she'agbiya l'yadav l'mata, you have to lift your hands up high, shemi yetu amayim chutz l'perak v'yachzur v'yetamot ha'yadayim, because if not, then the water that you washed may go beyond the wrist and become tamei from that and come back and then tamei the hands again. If you eat without drying your hands, it's as if you're eating impure bread. Impure bread, shemar. Etc. Now you have to look at the rest of the pasuk, where it says, "Bagoyim asher hidachtim sham." The goyim where I have dispersed them. And I believe there might be a little play on the word hadacha, which also means in rabbinic Hebrew, to wash. Umay ve'eshet ish nefesh shekarat tatsu. That's the second half of the pasuk, that a married woman traps a precious soul. What does that mean? we're interpreting Nefesh Yikara as being somebody who's haughty, and this is going to open up the doors to discuss haughtiness. Sof nechshav be'eshet ish. Anybody who's haughty ends up violating the sin of adultery. Shenamar be'eshet ish, nefesh yikara tatzud, meaning that the eshet ish ends up trapping somebody who is haughty. Amarava, high nefesh yikara, nefesh gvoha mi violate. Don't call it nefesh yikara, which has a positive sound, but rather nefesh gvoha, like a high spirit as in haughty. V'yod hi tatzudin violate. Then the subject and the object are flipped. It should be that she traps, not that the high spirit traps her. The way he reads it is, if you have relation to the Eshet Ish, even if you have studied Torah, which is dearer, more precious, the word Yakar again, more than jewels, then, and the drasha is, you're more than a kohen gadol that goes lifnai v'lifnim. That's the drasha mipnim. That's why the Mishnah at the end of Horeyot says that a tamin chacham who's an am haaretz is saved before a kohen gadol a tamin chacham who's a mamzer is saved before a kohen gadol who's an am haaretz because yikarah pnimim. Study of Torah is greater than pnimim, and the drasha being the one who goes into the inner sanctum. And the idea is that Eshet Ish Nefesh Yikara Titatsud Hi Titsudenu L'dina Shel Gehinom. She will end up trapping him for Gehenom. Somebody's haughty. Achilu Oved Avodat Kochavim. It's as if he is worshipping idols. Why? K'tiv Hacha Tovat Adonai Kol Gvalev. Anybody who's haughty, that is an abomination to God. Don't bring a toevah into your house is referring to taking the idols that you take from the nations you wipe out in Canaan. So you don't take them. Rabbi Yochanan Didei Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, that was quoting Moshe Bar Yochai. On his own, he said, Kilu kafar ba'ikar. Anybody who's haughty, it's like he denies the existence of God. Be careful that your heart doesn't become high and you forget God. Somebody does that, it's as if they've had relations with all the illicit liaisons. At the summation of the list of the arayot, at the end of Parshat Achrayot, it said that the nations did all of these toivot, all of these abominations. And he said, an abomination of God is someone who has a haughty spirit. Somebody who's haughty, it's as if he's built an altar outside of the Mikdash, and exclusive to the Mikdash. Ne'amar, chidulachem min adam asher neshama v'yapol givamen nechshavu. The text says, stay away from people who are breathing people, because what is he important? In other words, put your importance in God. But the drush is, al tekrei bameh ela bama. Don't read bameh nechshavu, rather bama nechshavu. He's considered like a bama. Ma yad liyad lo yinakeh. So the end of the pasuk in Mishlei Tovat Hashem Kol Gvalev is Yad Liyad Lo Yinakeh. From one hand to another is not blameless. Amarav Kol, what does that mean? Amarav Kol Abal Eshet Ish. Again, going back to the Eshet Ish. Filu Kanal Kodesh Baruch Shemayim Aretz Kavram Avinu. Even if he has acquired heaven and earth and granted it to God publicly, like Avram did, Dichtiv Bei Harimoti Yadi. That's the connection. Yad Liyad Yadi. El Adonai, I've lifted my hands up. Really, it's an oath. El Yon Konesh Shemayim Aretz. Lo yinakeh min dinah shel gehinom. Nonetheless, he's not cleansed, he's not exempt from the din of Gehenna. Now, kashlo devar Rabbi Shila. Rabbi Shila was bothered by that drasha, because hai yad liyad lo yinakeh? Yadi mi ba'ele. If that's the drasha, then it should say, yadi lo yinakeh, because the idea is that harimoti yadi, if that's the drasha. Alam devar Rabbi Shila, filu kibel torah mishel kibosha rabbeinu, dichtiv be mimino eish dat lamo. Rather, what Yad Liyad Lo Yinakeh means, even if he's somebody who received the Torah like Moshe Rabbeinu did, because it says Mimino, from his right hand, is the fiery law, Lo Yinakeh Midinah Shel Gehinom. Now, Kashto Rabbi Yochanan was bothered by that drasha, because Hai Yad Liyad, Yad Mi Yad Mi Ba'ileh. Then it should say, one hand from another, not one hand to another. Ela Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu Oset Tzedakah B'Seter, even if he does Tzedakah indiscreetly, which is a great thing, Dichtiv matan baseita yichpe af. Giving a gift given discreetly will stifle God's anger. But nonetheless, if he's haughty, then he will not be cleansed from Gehenna. Now, Azhar Lagasei Ruach Minayin, where does the Torah warn us against being haughty? Amarav Amaziri, Shimu Vazinu Al Tigbau. Listen, do not be haughty. Rachma Yitzchak Amar Bahach has got a pasuk in the Torah, it's much better. Rama Vavchav Shachachta. The Torah says he should be careful not to forget God. And earlier on it says that if you be careful lest your heart become high and you forget God, which means if there's a prohibition against forgetting God, then the Torah says the prescription that will lead to forgetting God is becoming haughty, then there's a prohibition against being haughty. How do we know that there's a prohibition against forgetting God? Hishamer pen vial. Those words, hishamer pen lest vial, do not. Eino ela velotase. Those introduce a lotase. All right. So therefore, we know there's a lotase against forgetting God, and therefore, being haughty is indirectly then a lotase. Darsha Ravira, Zinar Mala Mishmeni Ravasi from Zinar Mala Mishmeni Ravami. Again, Rav Avira is quoting sometimes Ravasi, sometimes Ravami with this Darsha. Adam Shesh Bo Gasut HaRuach, Lasof Mit Ma'et. Anybody who's haughty eventually gets lowered. Shinemar Romu Ma'at. Alright, whereas opposed to Romu Ma'at in the original meaning, go up a little bit means if you go up, you're taken down. Shema Tomar Yeshno Ba'olam, maybe you think the guy has a permanent existence. Tamalomar Ve'nenu, the next word in the Pasuk is Ve'nenu. Look at the Pasuk on the page. Vim on the handout. Vim Choserbo, let's say that the guy does tshuva and realize he shouldn't be haughty. Nasaf Bizmano Kavram Avinu. Then he'll live a long life and die properly like Kavram Avinu. Shinemar V'hum Machu Kachol Kachol Yikpatsun. Right, so they are lowered like they are taken like the coal. What's coal? Kavim Yitzchak V'Yakov V'Chtiv Be'Bakol Mikol Kol. And the last few psukim on the page have where it says Avram was blessed by coal, and Yitzchak says I ate Mikol of the fellow who brought me the korban, Esav, and Yeshli Kol Yaakov says to Esav. Right. So v'im lav choroshi bolit yimalu. If he does tshuva, then humachol kachol yichpatzun, which means they will be taken like coal. Who's coal? Like Yitzchak and Yaakov. Each one of them mentioned the word coal. But if not, then they are taken like the crown of a stalk. Mayu choroshi bolit. What does that mean? Rav Chista Charamar Kisasa de Shibalta, really the crown around the top of the stalk. Charamar Kisibalta, that's the stalk itself. I understand the one who says the top of the stalk, and it's Kirosh, the Shibalta. That's why it says Kirosh, like the head of the stalk. But the stalk itself, why Kirosh? Why does it say Kirosh Shibalt? It's like a man walking in his field. He always grabs the highest ones. In other words, Kirosh Shibalt means the Shibalt that's sticking up highest, and it sticks out most. And therefore, that's the one who gets taken down. All right, we'll pick up in the middle of this discussion about haughtiness and humility in the next podcast, Yiras Hashem, which will take us to the next Mishnah, which is on Daf Vav, Amud Aleph. Everyone should have a wonderful day.